This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Queens County residents aren't the only ones confused and frustrated by new recycling rules. Mayor Scott Christian says he's upset too.
You know, I'm getting a lot of feedback from residents saying, you know, we're getting less service, our taxes are high, we're getting less services, and I agree with them. From my perspective, it doesn't make any sense for our residents to have to take some of the recyclable materials like styrofoams and aerosol cans and chip liners to Caledonia. I cannot understand that. Can't reconcile that. If the producers of the materials, of the packaging, are now responsible for handling of recyclable materials, they need to do it in a way that provides the same level of service the municipalities have been providing for the last number of decades. And so I'm going to continue to engage with the province and sort of hold the circular materials feet to the flames around this. I think they weren't prepared for the December 1st takeover.
As of December 1st, new regulations from the Nova Scotia government shifted responsibility for sorting recyclables and other packaging to the companies that produce it. Municipalities around Nova Scotia closed their sorting facilities and switched to a company called Circular Materials. That's a nonprofit group made up of some of the world's biggest producers of waste, like McDonald's, PepsiCo, and Nestle Canada. The region of Queens said residents would see no changes in how recyclables are collected. But over the Christmas holidays, residents received information that there will be changes. For example, things like styrofoam packaging, potato chip bags, candy wrappers, and aerosol cans will no longer be collected as part of the regular garbage pickup. Instead, according to information from Circular Materials, those items will have to be cleaned and dropped off at certain recycling depots around the province. On an interactive map on the Circular Materials website, there are no locations listed for Queens County, the closest being in New Germany and Lunenburg, though some residents have said Caledonia is the closest location.
And I don't understand how we're doing anything environmentally conscious by having people drive chip bags to Caledonia. So I just share the residents' frustrations.
Christian said he expected Circular Materials to provide the same level of service and convenience that the region had. He said he doesn't understand why the Queens Enviro Center in Brooklyn isn't one of the drop-off locations. 8 employees were given layoff notices in September when the region announced it would be closing its recycling depot. Municipal officials have said they would try to find other jobs for those workers with the municipality. Christian said he's worried that the new rules will be counterproductive and lead to more illegal dumping and burning of plastics. He said he'll continue pushing for answers from Queens MLA Kim Maslund and other provincial officials.
It can't fall to the consumer. There can't be additional costs or inconveniences to the consumer. The whole thing is the producer's responsible. So if the producer's responsible, they need to do it in a way that doesn't download any of that responsibility or cost or inconvenience onto the consumer. I'm going to continue to advocate strongly to ensure that Circular Materials figures out a way to make that happen.
In addition to the recycling revisions, Queens has also changed its garbage collection rules. Residents will now have to put their trash out in clear bags. People are allowed one black privacy bag. The municipality is giving residents until July to make the transition from opaque to clear bags. Information on the new garbage and recycling rules is available on the Region of Queens website at regionofqueens.com. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.